Day 17. Hi. Today we want to talk more about the scale. Do you know the best way to handle the scale? We always find it hard to see some clients come to the clinic happy about their behaviour during the week and then suddenly feel discouraged and wanting to cry and give up because the scale did not render them justice. Don't let the scales make you sad. It is wrong 2 out of 3 times. Concentrate instead on your behaviour and be enthusiastic, and the scale will finally come down. Don't be sensitive to the negative influence of the scales. Are you a person sensitive to your own negative influences? Jackie was 26 years old. She was on her 4th diet with us. Each time she had lost and regained her weight. She arrived at the clinic happy. Within 5 weeks, she had lost 20 pounds or 9 kilos. She had in her hands a book on motivation, in which Dr. Larocque had written about the possibility of losing the taste for sugar and coffee in less than 21 days. While waiting, she had time to read, but she was not convinced 100% that she would be able to lose her taste for sugar in such a short time. With much enthusiasm, we demonstrated and proved to her without a doubt that it was possible if the mind wished to change the habit. It seemed that the words we used were helpful, if she could only believe it and practice it. She looked us right in the eye and said, "You have me convinced, but what discourages me now is that it is already so easy to start bad habits between 4 and 21 days. It's not easy to convince somebody who is negative. One always finds what one looks for. If we look only for the negative, we will only find the negative." In one of our consultations on behaviour and motivation, we were explaining the power of words, meaning that the words we say to each other is what determines what we think. These words are responsible for our attitude, positive or negative. We talk to each other at a rate of 1,200 words per minute, continuously, 24 hours a day. We have a choice. We speak either positively or negatively. We were then interrupted by somebody who said, "Well, tell us that we have to speak to each other positively all the time." In other words, I have to tell myself I'm capable. I take one day at a time. If I speak to myself all the time that way, it's going to be tiring. One client, Mary, seemed to find it easier to speak to herself negatively. She would constantly say, "I'll never get there. I'll never be able to maintain my weight. Why am I not like the others? I can't stand being punished any longer." For Mary, speaking to herself negatively was normal. It wasn't just an effort to speak positively. It was the end of the world. It was ridiculous. It didn't make sense. It would not have been more difficult to be positive than it would to be negative. But it was just about a question of habit for her. In less than 3 weeks, 21 days, and employing the stop technique by repeating positive words, anyone can surprise themselves by being automatically positive. It's not just a habit to acquire. Being positive or being negative is a choice. A person is not born with enthusiasm. We are all born crying. Enthusiasm is acquired. It's like a plant that has to be watered every day. If you don't take care of it every day, it will die. Enthusiasm is acquired and has to be taken care of. Louise, another client of ours, said, "I don't recognize myself anymore. I have a neighbor who is really negative and overweight, and she reminded me of myself when I was heavier. But you should have seen the way I spoke to her last weekend. I explained to her that only she was responsible for her life and that even if at first it was difficult, she had to persevere. It wasn't always easy because she didn't leave the house. I suggested to her go out for 10 minutes first, not an hour. Just 10 minutes and gradually add a little at a time. My neighbour couldn't get over me speaking to her like that. I must admit, I also surprised myself for being so positive and enthusiastic. Louise had come a long way in a year. She knew what she was talking about when she spoke to her neighbour. Louise had been under psychiatric care for 2 years. She suffered from chronic depression. 2 or 3 times a week, she would call her doctor for reassurance. And each week, she received a vitamin injection to build her up. For years, Louise had been the most negative person in town. Today, she has changed her attitude completely. She no longer sees her psychiatrist and no longer rings her doctor 2 or 3 times a week. She doesn't need injections anymore. Her family situation has changed incredibly. Where before there was only failure, Louise now finds success everywhere. She has a positive attitude and is busy motivating others. But it's not always easy. Sometimes she does have depressing thoughts, but right away she thinks of the stop technique and speaks to herself positively. Sometimes when everything was going well, she would forget to speak to herself. After 10 days, the negative ideas returned. However, by thinking of the stop technique and speaking to herself positively, it caused her to be enthusiastic and she felt better in just a few days. Louise had come a long way in a year. She knew what she was talking about when she spoke to her neighbour. Louise had been under psychiatric care for 2 years. She suffered from chronic depression. 2 or 3 times a week, she would call her doctor for reassurance. And each week, she received a vitamin injection to build her up. For years, Louise had been the most negative person in town. Today, she has changed her attitude completely. She no longer sees her psychiatrist and no longer rings her doctor 2 or 3 times a week. She doesn't need injections anymore. Her family situation has changed incredibly. Where before there was only failure, Louise now finds success everywhere. She has a positive attitude and is busy motivating others. But it's not always easy. Sometimes she does have depressing thoughts, but right away she thinks of the stop technique and speaks to herself positively. Sometimes when everything was going well, she would forget to speak to herself. After 10 days, the negative ideas returned. However, by thinking of the stop technique and speaking to herself positively, it caused her to be enthusiastic and she felt better in just a few days.